glad to have everybody back again. Your host, Ben Stevenson. My co-host here, Parker Hendricks. Had a wild weekend in sports, without question.
Very wild.
Without question. College football, the debacle known as college football going on right now. Oklahoma State royally let me down.
Yes, they did.
Because I needed them to make me look again like, this is twice now this year since we've started the show, that I've been this close to looking like
really
a sports
good.
Genius.
Looking really close.
I called Texas in six, the exact way I called it.
And they should have won in six.
And they should have won in six. I call Oak State going undefeated. My 100%, they will be in the national championship game. And they dropped the ball against Iowa State.
It still could happen. It still could happen.
Yes, it could. Yes, it could. They dropped from 2-4. That's the only place they fell.
Which is good for them. They picked a. If you're gonna lose to Iowa State, you picked a dang good weekend.
Today. Yeah, yeah.
With everything else falling apart on people.
I'd say so. Now, for the first time ever, we have three teams from the same conference and the same division, of the same conference atop the BCS standings. In LSU 1, Alabama 2, Arkansas 3. Arkansas is just like slipped in there with nobody really noticing. To me.
Yeah.
No,
they lost early to Alabama, and then people kind of wrote them off, and they just keep winning.
Right, because everyone always focused on LSU-Alabama. You know, we've got LSU-Alabama, we got LSU-Alabama. They're the two best teams in the country. They're the two best teams in that conference, especially in that division. Mm-hmm. Now Arkansas is creeping in here, and, wow, they've got a chance to go to the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
In a roundabout way, they do.
Yeah, they really do. They have to beat LSU, and then they have to jump, and then they have to jump Alabama. Which I think could happen.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
It depends on how well Alabama plays this week with Auburn, which that's kind of, this being the Iron Bowl, got lost in the shuffle because
Arkansas plays LSU. And I saw a Bama fan say on Twitter earlier this week, like, hey Bama fans, don't forget that we still playing in the game.
Yeah.
Like, the national championship's not next week. So stop celebrating and being like, we're going to the national championship game.
Because you got
to
beat Auburn.
You got to beat Auburn. And, yeah, Auburn's down, I know. And Bama fans are probably listening and laughing out there. You Bama fans. Who are those Bama fans? Sorry. But, I mean, stranger things have happened. Iowa State just beat Oklahoma State, for crying out loud. Have you looked at Iowa State's numbers? They're terrible.
They're terrible.
They're absolutely terrible. Have you looked at Oklahoma State's numbers? We told you some of them last week when we did the show. They're incredible.
It's just sometimes, man, it's not your night, and sometimes it is your night.
Right. And so, I mean, who's to say something, crazy doesn't happen? Now, do I think Alabama's a better team? Without question. Do I think they beat Auburn? Of course I do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what year was it when Bama was number two or whatever? And
it was the year they won the national championship game. It went down to the last drive, and we had to pull out all the stops to beat them.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the thing. Crazier things have happened. It's still the Iron Bowl. You know, we talked earlier this year about the Alabama-Tennessee rivalry and how it's still the third Saturday in October. Strange things have happened.
Yeah, for sure.
And, personally, Auburn's probably a little better team than Tennessee right now, to be honest with you. I think they have even a better shot of something crazy happening.
I think the way they play offense... And Alabama's beat up pretty bad. I don't know if they'll have everybody back for the Iron Bowl.
Right.
A couple offensive linemen and defensive linemen are really beat up pretty bad.
And you know Malzahn's going to pull out all the stops.
Yeah, for sure.
The question with Auburn is, will this whole Malzahn going to North Carolina thing be a distraction?
It very well
could. Because rumors slipped out that he's going to North Carolina. And then, they asked him about it in a press conference. And he said... they asked him something about North Carolina, and he said, not unless you know something I don't know.
Yeah.
Of course, which is what the coaches always say, which is the correct answer there. Don't make any more distractions than there should be. But, will that be a distraction? Players hear it. Players hear people talking about it here and there. The big thing to me with the BCS right now is it's like they know who the top four teams are.
Yeah.
And everyone else are just like, okay. Like, Oregon was number four. They lost. They dropped to 10. They lost to
USC, a good USC team.
And I know USC's can't do anything, but they're a better team than Iowa State.
Yeah.
So Oregon loses to a much better team than Oklahoma State does, and they drop from 4 to 10. Oklahoma State drops from 2 to 4. Same with Oklahoma. Now, they lost to Baylor, granted, Baylor's not a terrible team this year. No. RG3 put himself back in the Heisman
running. He might have won the Heisman.
He might have won. That his performance was ridiculous.
He's very good. They're not a bad football team for Baylor.
No, not at all.
But I think that it's definitely interesting to see what's going to happen. I think it's chaos right now.
Yeah, without question. Everyone knows Houston's just out of it. They're sitting there undefeated at number 8. They're going to a BCS game, but nothing big.
Is there any chance of them doing anything outside of just going to a BCS game?
I don't think so. Because, Boise State's in front of them, for crying out loud. When Boise State's in front of you, that means you got no hope.
Yeah.
One-loss Boise State's in front of you. But that's the thing. I joked after Oklahoma State lost. I was joking around, and I said, LSU-Houston National Championship on Twitter.
People got irate.
People flew off the handle.
I saw that.
Battle fans were yelling at me. You're an idiot. Why would you even think that? Clearly a joke, people. Houston's not going to the National Championship.
And the thing is now, like I told you before we started that, who would have thought that losing to LSU was the best thing that could happen to Alabama? Because now LSU's in a situation to where if they lose, they may not even make it to a BCS bowl.
Yeah.
You know? And exactly. They dominate the whole year and you lose one game. And I'm pulling for LSU now because I think the best chance for Alabama to get the national championship is just beat Auburn and sit at home.
Yeah.
And hope Virginia Tech doesn't jump you. Or Oklahoma State doesn't.
Right. Play,
which I don't think is going to happen.
I don't think they will either.
But
I think the people, the BCS, the computers, and the human polls know that LSU Alabama are the two best teams.
Yeah. And then you let LSU have to hash it out with Georgia. And you sit at home. And the thing about this is Alabama potentially could play their last game before the national championship game on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then the championship games like January the 9th or something like that. So it's almost 2 months.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a month and a half of rest time.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is great. Prepare for whoever you're going
to
play.
And that's the thing. And talked to someone last night. They were like, well, who do you put at number 2 if you don't put Alabama there? I don't know. I'm not saying that there's a more qualified number 2 team than Alabama. It's just if you look at it from LSU's perspective, they got the short end of the stick without question. You beat Alabama in their house. You barely beat them, but you beat them. Yeah. You were number 1, you beat the number 2. And then the cards fall like they have. You went out, you beat Arkansas this weekend, which is not at all a done deal. Arkansas is a good team. Like we said, they lost early and they pressed on. So you beat Arkansas this weekend, say they win. And now you've got to go face Georgia in the SEC Championship, which is not just a joke game. You know, I think LSU's better, but Georgia's been playing better. Other than this weekend against Kentucky, they didn't play well. But then again, my thoughts on that all, they're probably thinking, hey, we win this game, we go to the SEC Championship. It's Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know.
And then Kentucky comes out and plays
Kentucky decent. Plays good, and it makes it look like a game when I don't think it would have been.
Oh, I got one too.
Have had Georgia played like they can play.
Mm-hmm. Georgia's gotten a lot better.
They've gotten a whole
lot better. They're very good on defense, have a good quarterback. They're dangerous, I think. I don't know if they'll be in Alabama or an LSU, but I think they're dangerous.
Yeah, I do
too.
In
that situation. And
so then you've got LSU that they've got to go play Georgia in the SEC Championship, where if they lose, they're out of the national championship game. And Bama, who they beat, is sitting at home and already punched their ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so not only is it on
track. If you're LSU and you play in the SEC Championship game and you beat Georgia, do you fall out of the national championship game?
They lose to Georgia?
Yeah.
I don't know. Should they? No. But in a way, you just lost it. What's Georgia ranked now? 13 in the BCS?
You would have two teams playing for your national championship that didn't win the conference championship.
Yeah. Yeah. One team that didn't even make it to the championship, and one team – you would have people outside of the SEC irate.
Oh, it would be destroyed.
They would be absolutely pissed, without question. So, I mean, that's the thing. Not only is it unfair for LSU that you've beat Bama once, and they're tough. You know, you slip by them, and now you got to beat them again, even though you beat them in their own place last time.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, and someone brought this to my attention last night, in a way, it's if you have to play them again, it's almost as fair as it could be, considering the fact that the national championship is in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's somewhat of a home game. But what sucks about it is you split the tickets 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
So you know Alabama fans are going to be there in full support. So it's not like you're going to really have a home crowd.
No.
Even though it's in your home state, you're not going to have a LSU home crowd because Bama fans are going to buy their 50% of the tickets.
Yeah, for sure.
Without question.
Another thing, and I'm getting ahead of ourselves now. So LSU and Alabama play again, and it's the same kind of game. Alabama wins. Do your AP voters vote LSU's national champion?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, man.
I think there's a very good possibility for it to be a split title. And you know what? If Alabama beats LSU, it's probably all right to be a split title.
I think so.
Like, I think it's kind of a and I know it's when you beat them and all that, and yeah. They didn't beat them when it counts. But I think the way this season's played out, I mean, I think they're the two best teams.
Yeah,
in the nation.
Without question. They are, and that's why, like that guy told me last night, I don't know who you put at number two other than them right now. Oklahoma State dropped the ball. You know, you got to win two games to go to a national championship game. Iowa State, which should have been a cakewalk. And then a tougher one at Oklahoma, which they just lost to Baylor for the second loss of the season. Oklahoma State, I think, is a better team. I think I'm gonna still ride that horse and say they beat Oklahoma.
It gets interesting if they beat Oklahoma. Virginia Tech beats Virginia and then beats Clemson in the ACC championship game.
Right.
And then Oklahoma State beats Oklahoma. It gets interesting on what you do if you're a voter. Do you say, hey, we're gonna put a one-loss conference champion over a one-loss team that didn't win their conference or even win their division? Even though their division's, I mean, it's obviously
the best,
toughest division in the nation. But
that's the thing. You look at this. Say Arkansas beats LSU, and then Oklahoma State beats Oklahoma. So does the Big 12 have a title game?
No, they don't.
So the Big 12, they've won the Big 12.
This is the Big 12 championship game.
Right.
If Oklahoma beats Oklahoma State, they'll win the tiebreaker. Oklahoma State beats Oklahoma,
gotcha.
They win outright.
So you've got, say Oklahoma State wins, so they've won the Big 12. Arkansas beats LSU, so depending on who jumps who and how that, one of the, either LSU, Alabama, or even Arkansas goes to the SEC championship. So then do you put the winner of that game now suddenly against, does Oklahoma State find their way back in because they're one loss and they have won the Big 12, they're conference champion one loss? And do you say, all right, no matter what, we're going to put, you know, if Oklahoma wins, they're all the way back at number 9. They're not getting in. But if Oklahoma State wins, do you say we put a one-loss conference champion from the Big 12 against the one-loss conference champion of the SEC? No matter who it is. I mean,
that's something. And the way the polls are right now, it's kind of set up to where you think Arkansas beats LSU. Those three teams are just going to scramble. And there won't be anybody else jumping that top three.
Right.
And the thing that's going to hurt Alabama, the thing that's going to hurt either three of those schools, depending on what happens this weekend, is one team is going to play, two teams are going to play an extra game.
Right.
Virginia Tech's going to play an extra game. Stanford's going to play an extra game. And then LSU, Arkansas, or Alabama, whichever one wins the West, is going to play an extra game. And that might hurt you in the eyes of the voters.
Yeah. Which is why every conference should have a conference championship game. First off, Oklahoma State should have a conference championship game. Big 12 should.
Yeah.
But, I mean, geez Louise, man. This is might be as crazy as I've ever seen it. You know, we've seen some crazy BCS stuff, you know, back when, you know, with Auburn in. What was that, 04 or something like that, when they went undefeated and didn't get in, and you know, so you had two undefeated teams and this, that, and the other. And it's wild and crazy. But then again, and what, LSU won it that year, didn't they? Were they the SEC team that went, or was it Florida? It was another SEC team that went when Auburn didn't go, wasn't it?
It was Oklahoma and USC.
That's right.
Now, LSU won it as a two-loss team.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Les Miles won it. They lost two losses, and the same kind of thing you said happened. They lost early, played their ways back into it. West Virginia got beat by Pitt, and then they jumped in there,
right?
And played Ohio State in the national championship game.
Speaking of Virginia Tech, here they're being the number 5. They don't do this every year.
They lose early.
They lose their first or second game every year, and before every year, people talk Virginia Tech's gonna be good this year. Watch out, they lose their first or second game every year. And then by the end of the year, they've caught fire again. They win the Big East. Or they win the ACC. And then now they're back in the hunt again. And then next year, they'll talk, hey, Virginia Tech finished strong. They got a lot of people coming back. They'll be good. And then they're going to tank at the beginning.
Yeah.
And find their way back. They do it every single year.
It's because the ACC is terrible.
Yes. Without question. Without question.
I'm sorry to all you ACC fans. Okay, I'm sorry, Matt Daniels. I know you're an ACC fan, but it's just not a good football league.
I mean, Clemson was at number 7, and they lost this week and dropped to 17. They dropped 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when Alabama lost, they dropped 1 point. When Oklahoma State lost, they dropped 2. So, it shows conference. And I think, if you could say, it's hard to say who's the second best conference behind the SEC. Some people will say the Big 12 because they don't have defense, but they have offense.
The Big 12 was rated higher.
Right.
The SEC.
Their offense is much
better. I haven't seen this week's power rankings for conference because I'm sure that probably took a hit with their top two horses falling.
Yeah.
One of them's a bad loss, and Baylor on the road isn't terrible.
I don't think so.
No, if it was 3 years ago and you said Oklahoma lost on the road to Baylor, it'd be the end of the world. But
right.
I think Baylor's a little bit better football team.
Right, I agree. But, I mean, I don't know, man. This is crazy. And South Carolina, who was at one point in time going to be your East winner, they're all the way. They're still ranked ahead of Georgia. They're number 12. Georgia's number 13. And
they
beat Georgia.
Up.
And Georgia's going to the SEC championship. I mean, this is as crazy as it ever has been. Maybe as crazy as it ever will be. The only thing that I think would be crazier is if everybody had one loss almost.
Which could happen.
This could happen Friday when LSU plays Arkansas.
And see, that's the good thing I like about Alabama playing Auburn on Saturday this year is that you know.
Right.
So Friday, they're going to be able to watch LSU and Arkansas. And then on Saturday, you're going to know what's at stake for you.
Yep.
Because people will be talking about it and all that good stuff. I think as a fan of Alabama, just seeing the situation, I think I want LSU to win.
Okay.
They go to the SEC championship game, Arkansas falls, and then what gets you there is, it's not a given Virginia Tech's going to beat Virginia. Virginia's played better this year. And they get a chance for the ACC, whatever division they're in.
Who was it Virginia beat this past weekend? They won a
Florida State.
They beat Florida State, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that's not a guaranteed victory for VT. I don't even know, man. I'm so confused by the entire situation. And that's what's funny is you hear sports fans, especially us SEC sports fans in the South, try to play out every scenario. And it's hilarious to think or to listen to all the different things. Like, what if Arkansas beats LSU and then LSU loses and Oklahoma State wins? Or what if LSU beats Arkansas but then they lose in the SEC championship game and Oklahoma State wins this? And then is this fair or is that fair? Or then what's going to happen? Who jumps who? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I love it.
Me too.
It's good chaos. And I know a lot of people are for a playoff, but if you had a playoff system, we wouldn't be talking about this right now.
No. And that's the thing. Like, a lot of people are for playoffs, and I heard someone else put it this way earlier this year. One of the good things about the BCS is it makes the season like a playoff.
Every game's a playoff.
Every game's a playoff game.
Yeah.
You got to win. If you lose a game, it may be it. You know what I mean? Oklahoma State, for example. Now, granted, again, they still could find a way back in there, but you know, from a lot of people's perspective, them losing to Iowa State took them out. I don't know. Who knows what'll happen? It's one of those crazy situations.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Without question.
It'll be good. It'll be, this weekend is huge. And it seems like every, you know, last weekend, a lot of people thought, oh, there's not any good games or nothing's going to happen. It becomes the craziest weekend in sports.
Yeah.
You know, you exactly. Just have people falling left and right. Oklahoma State, Oregon and
Oklahoma
all falling, and it's fallen in its pieces for an all SEC championship game. all SEC national championship game, and
This is my only beef with the BCS. You may agree or disagree, I don't know. I almost wish we would get rid of automatic qualifiers. And this is why. I feel like right now in the situation we're in, everyone's talking about who's going to be in the BCS National Championship game. No one's really talked much about who's going to be in the other BCS bowl games. So you've got certain teams that will be automatic qualifiers and go.
I think Cincinnati are winning the Big East. No, and this is no knock on Tennessee, but y'all beat Cincinnati. Them bad.
Yeah, I was there.
Bad.
Beat them bad.
Like it wasn't even.
And they're going to go to a BCS game?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And that's the thing. That's what we've seen in the past where you've got teams that don't belong in a big bowl game like that. Where third or fourth place, or in Tennessee's case, sixth place SEC teams are better than that team in a BCS bowl game. And Tennessee, if they can get past Kentucky this weekend, will play in, you know, the Meineke Car Care Bowl or something, hopefully. The
Music City Bowl.
You know, I'll take whatever you want to give us. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad to be in a bowl game. But then again, they're in one of those weak, you know, low-paying bowls. And you've got a team like Cincinnati that's in, you know, whichever BCS bowl game it is, that's getting all that money. And what's their final record? How many games have they lost? Probably three or four. I mean, I don't know without looking. But Cincinnati's not in the top 25. So you've got a team that's not in the top 25 in a BCS bowl game.
Yeah, that's not right.
That's not right. It should be you have five BCS bowl games.
I'm looking up Big East standings right now just so we can get that. I mean, all right. It's going to be somebody not good.
Yeah. You've got five Big East bowl games, one being the national title. Your national title should, of course, be number one and number two. And then I think, and this is the other thing, how do you determine which bowl game is the second best, which bowl game is the third best, to put 3 and 4, 5 and 6, 6 and 7. But then again, all bowl games pretty much pay out the same, don't they, outside of the national championship?
Mm-hmm.
Or does it even pay out the same? Someone told me this weekend that all BCS games pay out the same.
I
want to say the national championship pays out more.
The national championship pays out differently, yes. So right now, your Big East is coming down between 6 and 5 Louisville.
Wow.
And 8 and 3 Rutgers.
Wow.
And they're going to play in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah. 6 and 3 Louisville could play. Or 6 and 5 Louisville. If Tennessee beats Kentucky this weekend, they're 6 and 5. I'm pretty sure. Tennessee could be 6 and 5. With the season they've had, if you ask anyone in the SEC, Tennessee's terrible. I'll tell you right now, we're not very good. Flat out. And, I mean, the fact that I celebrated a Vandy win this weekend, and I'm happy to celebrate it. Hey, I'll take whatever win you want to give us. This is the first time in a long time that we've done this show, and I've been happy to talk about college football because my team won a game. It's been a while. If you don't count MTSU in between all those losses. So, I mean, that's my only beef with the BCS is automatic qualifiers. And you say, well, you've got to have those so you don't have Boise States and whatever. You know what? If they're undefeated and ranked in the top 5, put them in a BCS bowl game. I'm fine with it. Honestly, I am.
I think, so you take your top 2, if you go LSU plays Alabama, and Arkansas plays Oklahoma State, Voltech plays Stanford, Boise plays Houston, and Oklahoma plays Oregon. 5 pretty good football games.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I think people want to see. People don't want to see Oklahoma State play Louisville. That's going to be a bloodbath. And yeah, you're like, well, crazier things have happened. You're right. Ohio State beat them. But still, look at if one of the LSU, Alabama, or Arkansas team gets to a BCS bowl and plays Louisville or Rutgers, I'm sorry, they're going to kill them. I know. Wild things have happened. Bama lost to Utah in a bowl game not too long ago. Crazy things have happened. But still, you've got to think, if you look on paper and you look at the body of work, that those teams are 10 times better than one of those Big East teams. They're better than the ACC teams. ACC teams are not very good. You know, Penn State plays for a Big Ten championship, you know, coming up here soon. They're not very good. They're number 19.
Yeah.
So you've got a possible number 19 team playing in a BCS bowl game. Even, you know, I don't know, man. That's why I'm not a fan of automatic qualifiers.
And conference tie-ins, you know.
Right.
They have to go to this bowl. Big Ten has to go to the Rose Bowl.
No.
They have to, you know. It's a messed up situation.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with the BCS outside of that. You know, because I like the BCS in the fact that, like we just said, it makes every game a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the season a, 14-week playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Or 15-week if you count conference championships. But, yeah, my problem is the fact that you're going to have a sorry team outside of the top 25 playing against a top 5 team in a BCS bowl game getting BCS money because you won a conference that's tied into a specific BCS bowl.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But, yeah, it's going to be – we talked about last month how October was our favorite sports month.
Because of everything.
November's pretty solid, too.
Yep.
You know, from October to the end of the year, it gets fun. Because, you know, October's got other sports tied in. It's got the MLB playoffs and, you know, things like that. And end of October, November, you got basketball kicking off, which is nice as well. College basketball, at least this year, no NBA. But, you know, then December, you got bowl games. That's a blast. Who doesn't love bowl season? You know, so I don't know. The only thing that I could say that you could push for a playoff system with this situation is it keeps Alabama from getting to sit at home during the SEC championship knowing that they punched their ticket.
Mm-hmm.
There's a playoff system, they've got to play into it.
Yeah.
I get that. Don't get misunderstanding. But the problem is, I guarantee you, if you go to a playoff system, you still have automatic qualifiers. They have to go to the playoffs because they're the Big East champs. Wow, so they can be one and done?
Yeah.
You know, that's the same way you look at me working with UNA Baseball last year and regional bids. And you got a regional bid if you won your conference. Well, yeah, but you have Stillman, not a knock on Stillman if anyone happens to be listening, but they win their conference every year. The SIAC conference is terrible. And they go to the regional every year, and they're pretty much 2-Q. You know, so you've got situations like that where congratulations, you've made it every single year to this big tournament. In your 2-Q.
Mm-hmm.
When you're taking up a spot from another team that could maybe compete.
Yeah.
You know, you look at GSC baseball, and I know I'm completely getting off subject here, but other GSC baseball teams in our conference could compete better than Stillman could without question. You know, it was us and West Florida and Harding and Southern Arkansas, all GSC teams in that regional last year. And you have other teams like Delta that could have competed better. Arkansas Monticello could have competed better. Or no, I'm sorry, Arkansas Tech, rather, could have competed better. So, I mean, Arkansas Tech was in the GSC championship game. In the tournament. And the only way they get it is if they won it. They didn't even make it. So, I mean, that's still another problem with the playoff system. If you do a playoff system, you have to take the top however many teams, in my opinion.
There's not a perfect way to figure it out.
There's not. There really is. There's no perfect mix. There's no perfect philosophy on how to make it to where everyone's pleased.
Yeah.
It's just not. You know, Houston fans are feeling left out right now. They're undefeated and sitting at number 8. Boise State went undefeated and went to a BCS bowl game. Well, it's Houston, huh? What conference is Houston even in?
See it. This Conference USA.
Okay, that's right. They're Conference USA. I was about to say Mountain West, same as, but they're not. So they're Conference USA. That's not an automatic qualifying conference.
Mm-hmm.
So they're undefeated and will they get a BCS bowl game?
I think they will now. I think they'll get an at-large bid, but you don't know. I mean,
and that's the thing though. If you look at rankings, how do you put them at number 8 at the at-large bid over one-loss Boise? Or, you know, where the other teams are automatic qualifying conference in Stanford and Vautech. But I mean, Boise could make a case that they got one loss, but they're ranked higher.
Mm-hmm.
Give them the at-large bid. I would disagree because they're Boise. But still, you know, it's a two-loss Oklahoma team, if they lose, or if they beat Oklahoma State, and a two-loss Oregon team's better than Houston. My opinion. Case Keenum's good, don't misunderstand me, but
yeah,
still. Did you see at game day this week, did you watch game day on Saturday?
Yeah.
Did you see the Houston the Heisman statue for Keenum that they had?
It's pretty awesome.
The little boy painted it. That was hilarious. That was my favorite.
Did you see Corso drop the F-bomb on
TV? Yes, he did. Yes, I did. Sure did.
My favorite thing is, it's like watching Herbstreit and Fowler like react to the things he says.
Oh, fantastic.
And they did it again this week when he said it.
Yeah.
And Herbstreit looked like somebody who never heard the F word.
Yeah.
And what? And Fowler just puts his head on the desk.
Puts his head down. Like, he just did that on national television. But it's funny. Clay Travis posted some on Twitter and he had videos. That's not the last time he's done it.
Mm-mm.
Like, he had it when they had Rocket Ishmael on way back when. And they were trying to talk to Rocket Ishmael and they couldn't get the sound. It was funnier than this past one. They couldn't get the sound to work for Rocket. Like, he was talking and you couldn't hear him. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you just hear Lee Corso just give a big F-bomb. Like, ah! F-bomb. And you're just like, what was that? And then it goes back to them sitting there. And they pretend like it never happened.
They're going to the Iron Bowl this week.
Yeah,
yeah. So that'd be big. I'm excited about it.
Yeah,
it's something that loses its luster.
It does
because Arkansas and LSU are playing in the game of the century. You know,
right, exactly.
But it's the Iron Bowl. It's a big game. It's the third year in a row it has national championship implications.
Yep.
So, you know, Auburn, I think it's going to be a good game. I know all the Auburn people are like, Alabama's going to kill us. But I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah. And I mean, and again, we talked about crazier situations. You look at Bama when they went to the national championship 2 years ago in the Tennessee game. On paper and body of work, they're a 10 times better team than Tennessee. And block a field goal to end the game. Tennessee makes that field goal, they win. Ruin it for Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a better team than Alabama, not even close. But it's one of those things where crazy things happen, man. So it'll be interesting to see the Iron Bowl. If anyone out there is gonna pick Alabama to win, and I'm not gonna disagree with their pick. I'll pick Alabama to win. But crazier things have happened. So I don't know, man. I don't know. It's gonna be fun to watch over the next week or two.
Yeah.
To see how this whole situation goes down. Who wins what game? Who jumps who? What one loss team or undefeated team ends up where? So, I don't know. It's going to be wild. Moving on, I suppose. We've about covered that as well as we can cover. I mean, we speculated as much as we can speculate.
Yeah, because it's all going to blow up in our face anyways because the games will have to play out.
Exactly. You want to...
Big win.
Big win.
It was fun to watch. I got to go down on Saturday, and I'm calling it the revenge tour. You know, they lost to West Alabama
in
the first round, and they got Delta this week. So it's going to be interesting. If we beat Delta, we're in a very good situation to make it to at least the semifinals and then have a chance to play the comeback home to Florence. I would like to think that we're ready to play. On Saturday we did a good job with our tempo. We didn't throw much downfield. We threw a lot of slants. Daniel Allman had 8 catches for like 120 yards.
He's a little Kitchell's Christian kid.
Yeah, he came in and he, of course, you know his brother pretty well. Which, by the way,
let me give a shout out to the Allman brothers. I'm thinking as mom and pop, you got to feel pretty good when one of your kid signs D2 to play football at UNA, one of your kid signs D2 to play baseball at UNA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
they're finally getting to play and make a. Both guys have worked hard in their separate programs.
Both
are going to have chances to play and be successful, and you'll be happy for Daniel. But you know he had 8 catches the other night. They ran a lot of slants because he'll go across the middle. And, you know you don't care.
Oh yeah.
He caught a bunch of short passes. They got the screen game. They hit a couple of deep bombs and they ran the ball great. And it was really fast paced. It was really. You know, they got the ball, got the play in, did again, hit them, and West Alabama was needing breaks.
Yeah.
And they played good on defense. We had some breakdowns. The way West Alabama runs the ball hurts you a little bit, but it was a great win, a good revenge win for our program, and that's our third straight win, and we've looked good doing it. We've got some injuries, and that's never a good thing. But
no.
I feel like, you know, Delta put us out last year. Delta beat us on a heartbreaker this year. I feel like surely this is our time to beat them.
You would hope so.
And I know they got a bye week and a week to prepare, but sometimes that comebacks and bites you.
Yeah, it can, definitely can.
So
you get lazy,
you know.
Thanksgiving week this week,
and we're in the same, you know, we're in the routine. So I like our chances. I wish I could go Saturday.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna get to go. But hopefully, you know, they'll keep winning and eventually we'll come back to Florence playing the national championship game, which I think is a very good possibility if they win this week.
Definitely. Let me ask you this. Speaking of, you know, the GSC first and second teams came out, and what's been touted is probably one of our best athletes, if not one of our best players, Janoris Jenkins.
Second team.
Florida. Second team.
He's first team all SEC.
Yeah, he's a first team all SEC guy, and he's second team all GSC. Now, this is my question to you. Do you think that him getting ejected in that Delta game, throwing that punch, had anything to do with voting?
It could have. I just think people were bitter of us because of the way we go get players.
I think so, too, to an extent. And I don't remember who it was. Somebody brought that up to my attention, that there was another player in D1 who had gotten ejected from a game or something a few years back, and he... You know, what people kind of thought, he would be a definite first-teamer, and he was a second-teamer. Mm-hmm. I don't remember who it was.
And it could be. But you can't deny his talent. He ran a punt back and handed a reception
the
other night.
Right. And so that's the big thing to me, if you look at it. Almost his body of work, too. I mean, he's talented. When you're first-team all SEC at Florida, you're talented. Mm-hmm. And then you come here, and you're second-team all GSC. You got to think something's going on there.
Yeah, it's something fishy.
Yeah.
It's a mess. He'll be a first or second round draft pick.
Yeah, and definitely.
He'll be all right. I mean, I don't think this hurts him too bad.
Nah, it shouldn't.
He played great on Saturday. He got burnt one time, but he made an interception, made a punt return for a touchdown that really sparked us. And, you know, if he's on the field, it's a good thing.
Definitely so.
So, I'm excited about this Saturday. Getting to watch it a little bit. It'll be on NCAA.com. And then we got our, speaking on keeping it on UNA Sports, our women's basketball picked up two wins this week to move to 3-1. They won that tournament.
Yeah.
Jasmine Horn was tournament MVP. Our men are 4-0. They play this week at Montevallo. They play Georgia Southwestern on Friday, and then I'm not sure the team they play on Saturday, but it'll be, you know, two region opponents. I know Georgia Southwestern has a great program. So this is, you know, another exciting week for UNA. The women play on Friday.
Black Friday.
If you can make it for that. Black Friday, you get no shopping, come watch that.
Definitely so. And the men are back home
December the 8th.
Yeah.
Will be our next home game
against Wichita Baptist.
This will be the, you know, December kind of the games get kind of sparingly at home. There will be two games. The women will play two home games at the end of the month in December, and the men play earlier in the month, and that'll be, you know, it for December basketball. But you know, both teams are off to great starts.
Yeah,
football is improving and has a chance to, you know, upset Delta at their place and have a chance to move on to the playoffs, and that's something to be excited about.
And since we last talked, what, volleyball finished up?
They got beat. They lost in four to Rollins in a tough match.
Had another great year.
Yeah.
Making it to a regional.
Mm-hmm.
So, good for them. You know, so, again, another great time to be a Lion. Another, you know, great things going on. It's a wild world of sports right now, man. It's ridiculous. You've got college basketball's kicking off. My Vols played Duke Blue Devils today, mm-hmm, at 4:30.
Alabama's 4-0.
Alabama is looking very good.
5-0, yeah.
Looking very, very good. They definitely got them a coach in there that's going to do a lot of big, mm-hmm, things. You know, and I think I'll, no matter how much I dislike Alabama, I'll always be a Grant fan.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he's a good guy. I think he coaches well, and I think he coaches right. You know, and the big question with Tennessee this year when it comes to talking about coaches is, you know, we'd be a little bit down perhaps because, you know, Pearl was there, and there's, whether you like him or dislike him, there's no denying he's a good coach. You know, I never thought in my lifetime I'd see Tennessee men's basketball number one. Women, uh-huh, yeah, we're going to see them number one. But the men's, I didn't think I'd see number one, and I saw that. you know, my freshman year of school here when they beat Kansas. And then, or Memphis, rather. And then, you know, they're struggling right now. But and I heard Jay Billis say this the other day, the good thing. Kunzo Martin, the new head coach at Tennessee for men's, he doesn't have a lot of talent. He's nothing special necessarily, but his guys play hard. Jay Billis said that watch a practice, you're going to need to wear a helmet and a bulletproof vest to go watch practice at Tennessee because they play tough. And I mean, in the end, I guess that's what you need. That's what you ask for.
Yeah.
That the talents that you have plays as tough as they do. And I mean, that's what I think our program shoot for at UNA as well. You know, we try to get the best talent that we can get in here
and then play
as tough as we can, you know, men's and women's ball. I mean, and we've been successful doing so. So it'll be interesting to see. College basketball is getting ready. You got all the fun preseason tournaments like Maui and everything like that going on. College football is getting as crazy as it is. UNA's got a lot of things going on. You know, students, don't forget about that. You know, I know Thanksgiving holidays are coming up and y'all are ready to get out of Florence, Alabama and get home.
Yeah.
I understand that. I'm going to be so excited for 3 days off of class. Very excited. I'll be here working on the beloved Black Friday. But it's going to be fun. You know, a lot of things going on. Even when you're at home, keep up with it. You know, keep following the lines. Give them your support. You know, they need it definitely, both in football and in men's and women's basketball. Don't forget about those. You know, don't let those other sports fall behind football because they're just as important. So, yeah, I mean, it's a big week coming up. There's no question that next week's show will be one to talk about.
Yeah.
More speculation and questions. Probably more pandemonium. Who knows? You may have – maybe we'll get lucky and LSU will lose and Alabama will lose and Oklahoma State will lose and Virginia Tech will lose and Stanford will lose. Then we won't know what to do with ourselves. Then we'll all just be lost. They'll flip a coin to see who goes to each bowl game. Maybe that's the next tiebreaker in what you do. But I don't know. It's exciting. It's an exciting time again to be a sports fan. I know we say that every show.
But it is.
I mean, if you're a sports fan, it's always exciting.
Yeah,
if you're a sports fan in general, there's always something fun going on in the sports world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's good to see that we've got a lot of this to talk about so we can get off the Penn State garbage that we've talked about.
Didn't have to mention it this week.
Don't have to mention that. All that stuff that's continued to go on there. I will mention this in somewhat of some sadder news with Oklahoma State, you know, losing their head women's basketball coach and one of their
Arkansas having that kid pass away.
And Arkansas having their backup tight end pass away yesterday. Both of those very, very sad. Definitely sad news, and your hearts go out to both of those programs, you know, as they struggle. And somebody brought this up after Oklahoma State lost. It was a rough week at Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you lose those two coaches who from what you hear people talk about them being great people. Not only great coaches, but great people. And then Oklahoma State loses to Iowa State. So it was a tough week to be a Poke, you know. But again, I think it shows another one of those great things about sports of how well it brings people together, you know, and how it makes teams and units feel very much like one and brings folks together. And that's why I love – part of the reason why I love sports and why many people, I think, love sports is because they can – relate in certain instances, whether they played a little college ball or whether they played a little, you know, little league ball. You still learn lessons from sports and learn different things, and you're able to take that with you and you relate to some of the guys. But exciting. Is Army Navy this week?
I think it's the next weekend.
That's right. It's championship weekend. It's the conference championship weekend. They're having a new documentary come out about it too. I don't know if you saw. You know, they have Roll Tide, War Eagle. They're having one come out about Army Navy. I figure that'd be pretty interesting.
It'll be great. Yeah,
definitely one of the better rivalries. And I know they're not necessarily two prolific athletic programs, but definitely always a fun game to watch. I love watching those games. So it'll be a fun documentary. Try to catch that if you can. But other than that, that's all I really have.
Yeah, man.
For today,
have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Be careful. Those UNA students traveling home and everyone else traveling home for the holidays. Eat plenty of food and turkey and dressing. Tear it up.
I plan on doing it too. Eating, have fun working.
Yeah. Oh, I will. I'm gonna eat like a pig on Thursday, and then take me a nice long nap before I have
to. What time you gotta go in?
11. We open at midnight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's the big deals?
Oh, we've got a few big ones actually. I think our ad. I work at Best Buy for those who don't know. I think our ad officially comes out in the mail Thursday morning with the paper. But there's a few leagues out there that we're going to have some good deals on some pretty nice televisions for actually really, really cheap. So some big TVs. So yeah, come out and camp out at Best Buy. Come see me. We'll have some fun.
Go do that, man.
But anyway, look forward to seeing y'all or talking to y'all next week. And have a great holiday. And we will see you later. Word to you. Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bullseye. The kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves.